USA Radio News.
Tropical Storm Gordon formed over the Florida Keys on Monday and is forecast to strengthen over the next 48 hours as it brings strong winds and heavy rain to the Gulf of Mexico. Meanwhile, a hurricane watch is in place for Mississippi and Alabama coasts, including the cities of Gulfport, Biloxi, and Mobile. This Florida hardware store owner says he's doing what he can to stay stocked up on supplies.
Stay in stock with the essential items, the batteries, flashlights, lanterns, coolers, buckets.
Earlier today, President Trump took to Twitter to say the worker in America is doing better than ever before. Celebrate Labor Day. Economist Peter Marici says the president has a point regarding the economy.
Since he's become president, the economy has expanded at about 2.8% per year. During the Obama years, it was less than 2%. He's doing almost 50% better.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
Former Vice President Joe Biden continued an annual tradition by taking part in a Labor Day parade. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Former Vice President Joe Biden did continue the tradition of marching with union steelworkers in Pittsburgh's Labor Day parade, saying his appearance has nothing to do with a potential run in the 2020 race for the White House, but he says it was solely about his relationship with his longtime labor allies.
I've been with these guys my whole life. My grandfather's pretty good friend. You say, Joe, you labor from belt buckle to shoe sole, man.
Biden adding he's marching as a way to support the labor force. Biden explained the 2018 midterm elections are a battle for the soul of America, and he called on Americans to treat each other in a civilized fashion and with respect. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
As many parents get back into that routine of getting their children off to school, or maybe you've just started that routine as your child already began school, one of the more stressful times of the day is getting everyone ready and out the door and out to the bus stop for school. KJ Delantonia is a mommy blogger and author of a new book titled How to Be a Happier Parent. She joined me earlier, and I asked her, what is the key to having a stress-free morning?
Oh, my gosh. Mornings are so hard because everybody has to be somewhere sooner than anybody wants to be anywhere. And, you know, half the people in your world maybe can't get themselves either out of bed or where they're going. What I like to tell parents, I've got two great pieces of advice about mornings, and one of them is really annoying and no one wants to hear it, because the best way to have a better morning is to get more sleep. Mornings are super crazy, right? Because you gotta get that kid, you gotta get them out of the house, and they didn't get up till really late, and they need their homework, and they need their gym shoes, and they need their violin, and they need six manila folders and two grains of green beans and a purple marker, and you're getting in the car, and it's just, oh, there's so much at stake. You know what? There's nothing at stake. Like, it's all you, for especially for you as the parent. Like, unless you need to clock in to your job at you know, 8:05, and you've got a 7-minute drive, and but for most of us, we got a little more leeway, even when we're heading to the jobs that we clock into. And you can drop the kid off late, and you're going to be fine. And even more importantly, they're going to be fine.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.